Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette
Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. So excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the world wide web. You know I love you. I love you every week. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows and outstanding guests. And certainly today is no different. I'm excited because today we have our artist spotlight, and I'm going to be spotlighting three different artists that are coming on the show. Oh my goodness, we're going to start the top of the hour out with Daryl Peavy, who is in the virtual studio with us right now. And that's Daryl Peavy of Daryl Peavy and New Season. You want to keep it locked there. And then we're going to be talking to Marvin Webb, all the way from Richmond, California. On the other side of the United States, we're going to be talking to him about his project, and then we'll wrap up the show with our last artist spotlight with Stephen McCoy, all the way from Maryland. Really, really excited. And you're going to hear some of their music. Isn't that awesome? You're going to hear some of their music as well, so that you can check out these artists and add some new music to your repertoire, to your iPod. You know we like to help you out there. And you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we're going to continue to do that for you. We also have a couple of community spotlights. There's a lot going on in the city. A lot going on in the city. So you have no reason to be bored. You have no reason to say, I don't have anything to do. We're going to talk about three different events that'll be coming up in the city this coming month, October. So you got a lot of stuff to do. So listen, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I want to remind you that you can follow me. Follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/Charvette. And then, of course, as always, you can connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette. And that way you can just keep up with everything. And if you miss any of our shows, or if you're like, oh, man, I really want a friend of mine to hear this show, no problem at all. They can go to Charvette.com and check on past shows. That's right. Check on past shows. All right. So I think you all are ready to go ahead and get this party started. And I'm bringing my first guest to the virtual mic right now. I'm telling you, Daryl Peavy and New Season, they're on the forefront, oh my goodness, with all other pioneers of gospel quartet music. They're from Atlanta, Georgia, and we're excited today to talk to Daryl about his newest project, Miracle, and he's coming to the mic right now. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right. I like that. Blessed and highly favored. Glad to have you joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So I certainly want to jump right on in. So you and the other members of the group, you all are young guys. How did you all get into quartet?
Well, it started with my father. You know, my father had a quartet group. And, you know, they couldn't stay together, so he decided to just start making us sing behind him. So he formed the group.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I heard that. So they went missing rehearsals and missing gigs. So he was like, okay, Mama, I'm going to make my sons get in on this.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to just make my sons just start singing behind me because we used to sing at church. He was like, well, why don't we just put a group together?
Uh-huh.
So the group was named Reverend Peavy and the Peavy Boys. My daddy was a pastor. He's gone on to live with the Lord now. He passed last year.
Okay. All right. Praise God. So you got it honest. And how would you describe your sound as traditional quartet, or how would you describe your sound?
I describe it as I bring a little bit of all of it.
Okay.
I can do a little traditional, little quartet, little praise and worship. When you come here, New Season, you'll hear all of it.
Okay, a nice mixture, So tell us about the project. First, I want to know why you named it Miracle.
The name came about, reason why I named it Miracle, because it was a miracle how everything happened.
Okay.
You know, we actually didn't pay for nothing. You know,
what?
No recording. Yes. When I say it's is God favoritism?
Uh-huh.
You know, my brother, baby, he trained with Little Joe and Refuge. He talked to this producer, Mr. Cecil Wilson from North Carolina. He said, man, I got a couple of brothers that sound pretty good, man. I think you should go down and listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, he came down there, and he heard one rehearsal. And after that rehearsal, he put us in the studio, and we were like, man, that's a miracle right there.
That's a miracle.
Yeah, and the song came out from my daddy. It was a song that my daddy sang with his group a long time ago. So they used to sing it slow, so I just
uh-huh.
decided to put it a little, you know, a little more up-tempo beat.
Okay, a little bit added your own little flavor there. Okay, well, you know what? Yeah, added your flavor. Well, you know what? I want to let our listeners hear Miracle before we keep on going. Listeners, check out Miracle right now by Daryl Peavy and New Season. Here we go.
He took a
miracle
to
make the world in space.
Miracle,
a miracle
to
put the stars in place.
Saved
my soul,
did
he made me whole.
Miracle
of grace.
Oh yeah, oh. God working miracle, yes he is.
I like that, Daryl. Big shout out to you.
Thank you.
Great, great, great. And certainly we want to welcome those that are just tuning in, listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Hello to those in the chat room, those that are hanging out on the phone lines. We see you and we say hello, of course, those that are tuning in from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and, of course, iShoutForJoy.com. We're glad to have you. So, Daryl, tell us a little bit about the other members of your group.
Well, I consider everybody my brother.
Okay.
You know, that's one thing I believe in, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's more to it than singing. You know,
yes.
if you gel together, you learn to become brothers. So I have a bass player named Tony, guitar player named Bullet, have a keyboard player, his name is Chris, and I have my right hand man,
uh-huh.
my brother. His name is Twin. Everybody calls him Twin, but his name is Dunteil. I have Rico Jackson. He's my back lead singer. And that's pretty much the group right there.
Okay.
You know?
Certainly big shout out because it's a team effort, right?
Yeah, it's a team. I tell them like this. I can't do it without them. They can't do it without me.
There you go. I like that. I like that. And so tell us a little bit more about the rest of the songs that are on your project.
Well, actually, my favorite song is, Sade, my favorite song is Only Jesus Know Your Pain.
Mm.
And, you know, I can actually say at the age of 25, I've had a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what keeps me so motivated when I think about all the pain and I think about everybody that say, I ain't going to be nothing or
mm-hmm.
I ain't going to make it or I ain't this, I ain't that. You know, and I just talked to God about it, you know.
And
yeah. One day I come to find out what man plan, he can't do nothing if God says otherwise.
That's right. And
so
he is still in control and on the throne all the time.
Yeah, so that's what keeps me so motivated. I have, you know, me and my brothers, we lost our mom at that. I was 8 years old. They were seven.
Mm.
And then we lost our grandma. In 1999, then I lost my father last year. So
it's
just us brothers and sisters just trying to stick together and just make it, you know.
Yeah, and then you chose to encourage other people through your music.
Yeah, never give up. That's one thing. If I had anything to tell anybody, I'd tell them,
mm-hmm.
no matter how much pain you go through, because one thing he said, he will never put no more on you. Then you're able to bear. So
right.
just keep trusting in God, you know, and just keep pushing. That's all you can do. You can't change nothing. You can't change because whatever his will is, that's what his will is going to be.
That's right.
So we had to learn to accept that. You know, we used to question him why daddy's not here,
mm-hmm.
and why he not, or our mother not here. And he told me one day, you couldn't be here. I could have
wow.
done you. So,
wow.
So just keep living, you know, and just keep trusting God. That's all I'm doing every day.
All right. Keep trusting every day, every day. I love it. I love it. And certainly, how can people go out and pick up your project? Where can they get it from?
Yeah, you can get it from Target. You can get it from Best Buy. And you can also go online and order on Amazon.com.
Great,
and
great.
If I'm in a town near you can come get it. And I'll personally autograph it with my name myself.
All right. We love that. We love autograph signatures on our items. And again, listeners, that's Daryl Peavy and New Season, and that's New in You, and not spelled the other way. And again, certainly check out on Amazon and everywhere music is sold online. The project is called Miracle. You heard the title track, Miracle. And certainly, what other events do you have that are coming up that you know kind of off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head,
I know I just put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Listeners, how about this? I'm gonna help you out. Check them out on Facebook. On Facebook is a good way to connect with Daryl Peavy and New Season, and I know you have all of your events listed there. Certainly, big shout out to your management team that you know helped make this connection.
I have to give a shout out to old Phil and LaDoris.
Yes,
because if it weren't for them. I'm going to put it like this. It probably won't be no new season. Cause as you can see, I know none of my business. They just call me and tell me, well, it's time to go. You know, I handle nothing. So I can honestly say Shell is like a big sister to me. You know, she's not my real sister, but I consider her as my sister because she does everything for me. She, when I'm snoring, she on the phone and on MySpace and on Facebook. She just keep us rolling.
Great, great, great. Well, big shout out to them. And I had a chance to meet them at the 2010 Rhythm of Gospel Awards in Memphis, where I had the privilege of presenting one of the awards. So we connected there. So glad that we had an opportunity to bring you on the show and connect with you. And as we wrap up, I know your time is precious. The show has a goal of motivating, exciting, and influencing people. What continues to motivate you?
Well, what motivates me, I'm gonna say, is my father.
Okay.
You know, before he died, the one thing he told me to always do, never turn my back on God and keep pressing forward. And for a long time, when I found lead, I always could hear that little voice behind me, like pushing me, telling me what to do. And even though he's not alive and not here today, I still hear that same voice. You know, so that's what keeps me. You know. I don't worry about what folks say. I don't have a whole lot of folks say Daryl shouldn't be this or shouldn't be that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what motivates me, really, haters.
Haters.
I love haters. Yeah, I love haters.
All right. Well, I like that. I like that. And, again, we appreciate your time. And thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And, listeners, check out Daryl PV and New Season on Facebook. Pick up the Project Miracle on Amazon.com. And we wish you much more success.
And you too.
Thank you so much. All right, listeners, keep it locked right there. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we will be back to our second segment with our second artist spotlight that's waiting in the virtual green room right now, all the way from Richmond, California, Marvin Webb. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Join us for the 411 Buzz, covering artist news and entertainment with MZ Dave, your voice, your story. On industrybuzz.com. That's Buzz with 3Z. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, listeners, welcome back. Welcome back again. So excited to have you tuning in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you phenomenal shows and phenomenal guests, and certainly glad to have all those that are joining us in the chat room, those that are hanging out on the phone lines. We just are so glad to have you. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and, of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And if you can't remember all that, just remember Charvette.com, and you can get everything that you need. Listen, by way of a public service announcement and community bulletin board, I want to remind you of the 2010 Excellence in Gospel Music Conference that's coming to the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. The theme, Rebirthing the Spirit of Excellence, is taking place in the city of Richmond, Virginia, October 6th through the 9th. Guest
speakers, Pastor Ronzel Pretlow out of Newport News, Virginia. He has an awesome project out. And then also Apostle J. Sean Arcott from Philadelphia, PA, a host of clinicians. There will be workshops Wednesday, Thursday, Friday starting at 6 p.m. And then the conference concert will take place at Saturday at 5 p.m. The location is New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, located over on 701 Johnston Willis Drive in the city. Check them out online at www.njicm.com. And that's New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries. And this is presented by Bishop James Rudy Brown, the 2010 Excellence in Gospel Music Conference. Check it out. All right, listeners, we're going to our second spotlight. I'm going to the virtual green room right now, bringing my next guest to the mic. Hello, Marvin Webb. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Charvette. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So glad to have you joining us all the way from Richmond, California.
All the way on the West Coast, yes. Glad to be here.
Glad to talk to you and learn a little bit more about your music ministry. I'm telling you, listeners, Marvin Webb, again, as we stated, from Richmond, California, and I'm telling you, he has been a strong force in his community. You can find him in city council meetings voicing his opinion about issues that affect his city. His project, It's Time for Love, was written out of the concern for violence and poor conditions in his community. Every song is intended to give God praise and worship, and he is one of our featured artists in our Artist Spotlight today. So, Marvin, how did you get so passionately involved with your community?
Man.
Big question, huh?
Well, I've been living in Richmond on and off pretty much most of my life.
Okay.
And I've seen it change, you know, from what they call the city is a, used to be the city of pride and purpose.
Mm.
But, you know, now we're one of the top murder capitals in the United States.
Wow.
Per capita, we're probably like number in the top 10 of all the cities in the United States for murder.
Mm.
And, you know, it's bad. You know, where you can't go to someone else's neighborhood and, you know, you have these turf wars.
Yeah.
And it just, it happens, it's like we know what's going to happen already. Somebody shoots somebody in North Richmond and then they're coming to Central Richmond and then they're going to go back to North and you're going back to Central, back and forth and all this killing.
Uh-huh.
Kids are seeing this. The older people are afraid to come out of their houses and... And it's just time out for that. You know, we've done that enough. You know, we've killed each other. We've taken each other out. And it's time to start loving each other. You know, and so that's what Time for Love, that's how that came about. You know,
great.
We just, you know, decided it's just time out for the killing. And hopefully we can try something different.
Wow, and I wanted you to give that background, certainly, because you're not just an artist, but certainly there's a specific purpose behind why you're singing. And for those that are listening, they're like, you know, my community is, you know, there's issues, there are issues in my community, but I don't know where to start. I don't know how to help. What would you say to someone that's listening that wants to help, but they don't know where to start?
Well, everybody has a gift.
Mm-hmm.
God has blessed everyone with a gift, and it's up to each one of us to use our gift to bring glory to God. And, you know, when we have killings and all of the unemployment and bad schools in our neighborhood, that's not bringing honor to God.
Right.
And it's not a problem that is going to be solved by money. It's not a problem that's going to be solved by the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be solved by each individual, and it's going to start in our homes with our parents, the parents training the kids, as the Bible says, train the child in the way that he should go. And the only thing is that we have a lot of parents that need training.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a problem that, you know, it's a great big societal problem. And it's not just in Richmond, California, but it's in L.A., it's in New York, it's Dallas, is in Atlanta, it's in Washington, it's all over Baltimore, everywhere. And we need a movement. Just like we had a movement to get Barack Obama in as president,
mm-hmm. Yes.
We need the same kind of movement to say we need to stop killing ourselves, you know, stop killing the killings in our neighborhoods. And we know that it could happen, you know, but we've got to have the same tenacity, the same desire, and the same work ethic to get this done. And we can get this done.
All right, get it done. There you go, listeners. You have it. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and I'm in my artist spotlight with Marvin Webb. It's Time for Love, his project. So, Marvin, so let's talk about the artist side of you. We've heard of the community activist side of you, but the artist side of you. How long have you been singing?
Man, I'm like everybody else. You know, I've been singing all my life in the bathtub, in the bathroom, and in sports, in the locker room, and at work, in the warehouse, you know, and I try to talk to my young people, and I tell them, you need to take a chance.
Oh, wow.
You know, take a chance your gift, on life. Take a chance. I did the CD because I've been singing in church for probably 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and I was afraid to sing, but people, you know, had heard me out in the streets singing. You know,
so they're like, "We know you can sing, Marvin."
Right. So go ahead and sing. And they dragged me up into the choir right after I joined church.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I try to tell people, you know, just sing, just take a chance. If the people kept asking me to sing, do you have any CDs? And I was like, no, you know, I've just been singing. So
right.
I just stepped out there. And God bless the project. I mean, every rehearsal was anointed.
Mm.
The songs were anointed. I had about 3 years ago, I had a quadruple bypass.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a quadruple bypass. It came out of nowhere, you know. So I went to the hospital, and I just released the CD. Didn't get a chance to have a CD release. Didn't have a chance to do nothing. And so I went into the hospital, and I was in there about a week and a half. And I came home, and I was like, man, I was weak, and I was hurting, my chest hurting. You know, they just cracked my chest open. And, I remember going into the hospital, and I told my wife, I was like, you know, just make sure my daughter gets something. And, you know, because the doctor said it didn't look good when I went in.
My goodness. But he's not the last say.
He's not the last say. You know, I was just trusting in God. You know, I believe that, you know, the more faith you get, the more peace you have.
Yeah.
And I had real peace going in there. Whatever happened, it didn't really matter, you know, because I knew I was saved and I was covered in the blood. So it really gave me a lot of peace.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came out, I remember I hadn't heard my CD in a few weeks, so I listened to a song on there. It's called I'll Be With You Always.
Mm.
And just thinking about that and hearing that song, you know, and I forgot it was me singing, you know. I'm just listening to it, and I'm sitting up there crying and just thankful that, you know, if God is with me, if I can make it through something like this, I can make it through anything, you know, because he said if I be with you, who could be against you? And he's telling me, you know, just like Psalms 43, you know, I'll be with you through the storm, through the flood, through the fire, you know. And that was one of those experiences. And he has blessed me, and I'm doing everything right now. I'm playing golf. I'm a Christian. I'm singing. I'm just
You're
living
preaching.
My life right
okay.
now.
Okay, and, so I should say Minister Marvin Webb.
Exactly.
Great. I apologize.
That's okay.
Awesome. And that's so awesome, a testimony that your own song ministered to you when you needed it. So certainly it's going to minister to others.
Exactly. And that was the intent. When I did the CD, the idea was I wanted people that really wasn't going to church to hear the music, because I call it rhythm and gospel. R&B.
Yeah.
And I want them to kind of bob their head a little bit and say, that's nice, you know, and then kind of start listening to the word. And a lot of it is testimony. A lot of it is the things people can identify with. And, you know, I know that there's some brothers in the street that don't go to church. They've told me, you know, several songs that they like. And I was like, that's what it was all about. You know,
yes.
I want to connect with those that are unchurched and that they would start to seek God. You know, in this time when, you know, we got the recession and depression, if it was your job that was lost, it was a depression.
Right.
And I want them to be able to say, well, I'm putting my trust in God. And no matter what happens, my job, my school, family, whatever it is, I'm going to put my trust in God. And I know that I'm going to make it through this time and through this season.
All right. Well, I want to say mission accomplished, because when I listened to It's Time for Love, I was like, I like this vibe. I told, big shout out to Carol, who helped make this connection. I was like, I like the vibe of this. And so I certainly think you have mission accomplished. And I want to let our listeners hear It's Time for Love. Listeners, you want to keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And I want to let you hear It's Time for Love by Minister Marvin Webb. Don't you go anywhere.
Shed his blood that we might show.
I like that. I like that, Minister Marvin. I like that.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
God is good.
Tell us, God is good. Tell us about the other songs that are on this project, kind of the feel and some of the other titles that you have.
Amen. The next song right after that one's called Simon Peter.
Okay.
And that's probably the hottest song on there. And, you know, I hear people are walking, you know, they play it a lot on the radio out here.
Mm-hmm.
And call me Simon Peter now. They don't say Minister Webb. I'm Peter. There goes Simon Peter right there, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a nice song, Simon Peter. And there's another one with Eugene Cole, who's a popular singer, Eugene Cole, Alfreda Lyon Campbell. And it's the third song, You Were There All the Time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real moving song. We have one also that you can move your feet to. It's called Get Your Praise On.
All right.
Yeah, that's a hot one. And I'm going to tell you, everybody has their favorite and everybody has their little testimony about each song. I'm
going to
tell you, CD that you just have to have. I don't want to be too biased, but it's probably better CD.
It's okay. You can toot your own.
Yeah, the Lord really touched this, and I guarantee if you get this CD, you will be blessed.
All right, listeners, you got to pick it up. It's Time for Love by Marvin Webb. How can listeners purchase your music?
Well, it's on iTunes. It's on CD Baby.
All right.
CD Baby. You can go to my webpage also, marvinwebb.org. And also be directed on how to get the CD. It's in Best Buy in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
So all over, and I think I saw it on Amazon as well.
Right, right.
Great, great, great. It's Time for Love. So were you the writer, or did you have writers that helped you with the music?
Wrote that song. I have Eric Hall, who is an outstanding musician, helped me with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was going to have him to write me a song, but when I went to the studio and heard the music, I told him, I got this.
I got this one.
Yeah, this is one of those, kind of like a good sermon. It just kind of just flows from within.
Uh-huh.
When I heard the music, I said, oh, man, I got this. I got this. And put it on, prayed, and put it together. It probably took me 30 or 40 minutes to put that song together.
Mm.
And then the Lord kept giving it to me. And I told my wife, I said, I think we got a hit.
We got a hit.
Yeah. And it turned out to be a blessing, yeah.
Great. And your producers, who produced the project?
Derek Hall, he's an artist and a great musician.
Okay.
He does a wonderful job. Derek
big
Hall.
Big shout out to him, certainly. Big shout out. And so what is on the horizon for you? What's next?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a child of God, and I'm available to what the Lord has. I'm not like a real person that's into trying to be this big musician or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I just want to serve the Lord how he wants me. If he wants me to go and sing, then I'll go sing. If he wants me to preach, then I'm going to go preach.
Oh,
so,
right.
I'm a teacher at the college, at Country Costa College. I teach.
I'm a
baseball coach. I'm the head coach. I'm probably the only black head coach in Northern California. And I just try to train these young men and how to be respectful young men and to understand education is important. And service art is important. So if they can get those two things from me, then I think I've pretty much accomplished what the Lord has for me to do.
Oh, right. Well, we certainly salute you for being a role model, number one, in your community, and then certainly being the Lord's servant through your music. Outstanding, outstanding, and just wish you much more success for you. Minister Marvin Webb, again, listeners, check him out. It's Time for Love. Pick it up everywhere. We told you, iTunes and Amazon, CD Baby, all of that, and then certainly marvinweb.org for more information. Okay, any final comments? You know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate you?
Just seeing people grow. I'm an example and a testimony of what God can do when you put your hands and put God first, put your trust in God, and he's been blessing me, turning my life around.
Oh, right.
I talk to my young people just to let them know that it don't matter what happened in your family, who your mother is or your father is, this is your life, and you can start today being that person that God would have you to be. There's no limits.
No limits. All right, no boundaries. Well said. Well, we're going to keep our eye on you, Minister Marvin Webb, and certainly, again, wishing you much more success.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you for joining the show.
Be blessed.
All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked there? I am telling you, we have been having a ball here in our artist spotlight. We started the top of the hour out with Daryl Peavy and New Season out of Atlanta. Check them out. Of course, we rolled into our second spotlight with Minister Marvin Webb. Oh, my goodness, it's time for love. And in the virtual studio, in the virtual green room right now, is my next guest that I'm going to be bringing to the mic. This young man is from Maryland. He's a musician. He's a songwriter, a composer. He has a passion for souls and is ready for God's people to declare their freedom. And you're going to get to hear him in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, coming to the mic right now. Is Stephen McCoy. Welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. And so we're excited to spotlight you in our artist spotlight and learn a little bit more about your music ministry. So let's kind of start from the beginning. How did your music ministry start?
It started about, well, I've been doing music all my life. Started about 5 years old. I was the church drummer. That's where music itself started for me. But ministry started for me around the age of 16, 17, when I was struck with cancer. And songs, God just began to birth songs through me through the experience of life.
Wow.
That's kind of where the ministry started for me.
Okay, great. And so I want to talk about the writing side, your writing side. Do you write for yourself? Do you write just for other people? How is the writing process?
I write for myself as well as others. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Kevin Terry and Predestined. They sing a plethora of songs of mine, song called He Took My Place, song called Hold On, song called Heaven and Exalted. They sing a lot of my music, as well as my own music. I write for myself, writing for upcoming James Hall, new project, and Ricky Willard. So
great, so great, great, great. And what is the writing process like? Do you just get inspired? Do you see something and it triggers a song? Like, what's the process?
Life has really inspired my writing.
Okay.
Things that I've been through in life. I had a mother who was on drugs. I lost her to AIDS. Grew up in pretty rough neighborhoods. So I don't have that story of God gave me songs in the print room. Sorry. It was kind of life inspired a lot of my music, and just realizing that if it had not been for God's grace and his mercy, I don't know where I would be. And that's where I know it's kind of cliche, but it's real for me, you know. So a lot of my songs, when I speak of He Took My Place, and because life will put you in a position where people will look at it and say, oh, wow, Steve McCoy did this, Steve McCoy did that. But you don't know the result. The things that you see are the result of the real issue of some things that have never been dealt with. So realizing who God has been in my life inspired a lot of those songs, you know.
Okay, great. And I think people connect with real life situations. I think people are looking for authenticity in ministry now.
Right.
So that really comes across when you are willing to share life testimonies through your music. Great, great, great. And so you've had an opportunity to work with various groups and ensembles. And say there's a minister of music or someone that's listening that wants to start a group or community choir or ensemble. What advice would you give that person?
the advice that I give new artists, songwriters today, let it be for Christ. The Bible says only Christ will last. And I really strongly believe that people start groups and they want to get into the music industry because it looks slick, or they want to have their favorite artist that they want to be like. But if you're not doing it for Christ, it's not going to last. And so that's why we see a lot of people who get in the industry and they can't deal with the industry. They can't deal with, you know what I mean, the hardship that comes with it. But when you're cut out for this, you're just cut out for it. But the advice that I give is to just stay before God before, because it's a challenge. I've been in this for almost 10 years or more, and God is just allowing some doors to open national scene for me. So it takes a lot of patience, and God is going to build through it, integrity. So like I said, you have to be cut out for it.
Good advice. Don't go for the slick stuff.
Let it be for God.
I like that. And so you're working on an upcoming project that's going to be coming out next year, Freedom Declaration. Tell us a little bit about that.
This CD, we've been working on it for about a year and a half now. We started out in the studio, and then I got inspired to kind of finish it live, some live cuts on it. One of the last songs that God gave me right before the recording was a song called Free, and it has everything to identity. Our identity in Christ. A lot of times we speak church talk, God has delivered me, he's going to deliver me, and he's going to do this and that. But yet we look for this great deliverance, but yet we are in Christ to even change our mindset, to have that mindset like Christ. Freedom is, we're talking about being free with the mindset of Christ, living like Christ, loving like Christ, walking like Christ, thinking like Christ. So we're declaring freedom in this hour through our mindset and through our identity in Christ. I'm very excited for this CD. We've been working for a long time on this one. So, I look forward to God blessing some people.
Great. Well, we're certainly going to have you back when that's out and we can hear more about that, certainly. Listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web, those that are listening from Twitter and Facebook and MySpace, and, of course, Stella Award-winning iShoutForJoy.com. Glad to have you, and we are in my artist spotlight. I'm talking to Stephen McCoy, musician, songwriter, composer, and we get to see you in Richmond in just a week or so. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm excited. We had the opportunity to spotlight, I call her Lady Wasiola Evans, Elder Wasiola Evans, in our Influential Women in Ministry spotlight. And she, listeners, is bringing a phenomenal event to the capital city, Kingdom Time Harvest of Souls, in partnership with Pastor Linda Doughton Norwood, who is the host pastor at the Love Church. And you're going to get to hear Stephen McCoy and Sacrifice. They are the featured musical artist. And the dates for that, October 14th through the 15th. Again, October 14th through the 15th, the Love Church in partnership with Pastor Linda Doughton Norwood. And, of course, this is being presented by Elder Wasiola Evans, SWAT Team Ministries, and the featured artist is Stephen McCoy and Sacrifice. So certainly we want to support that event, and we want to hear you. How about that? And Sacrifice. So is that your ensemble that you have all the time?
Yes. Sacrifice is the new name that God had given me about 2.5 years ago. So that's what they feature all my songs. That's my little family.
Okay. Great. Well, big shout out to them. Big shout out to them. And so, certainly, I want to ask you a hot button question. I always like to ask musicians this, and then I know this is a hot button topic. What do you think about, let me say it this way: should gospel artists also do secular music?
I think when we speak secular, we have to know there's so many directions we can go with that. I'm definitely not one to get on the microphone and say, cut secular music, shut off secular music, or you're going to hell, or your music's not going to be blessed. I believe that we have to know what we mean by secular music. Secular It could be R&B. Secular music can be hip-hop and rap. There are so many different routes we can say when we say secular music. I believe that we have to know what direction we want to go in. Do I believe that we should? I can't say what I think we should, because I can say that I don't think a believer should work in Fridays because they sell alcohol. But I believe that a believer should always be a believer in what environment, whatever environment they're in, if it's their way of living, if that's how they make their finances to live. I do, myself, I don't really listen to a lot of hip-hop and vulgar music, but I do love P.J. Moore's things about love and old Donny Hathaway.
And we had him on the show. He was cool.
Right, you know, so I do believe in that, and we can consider that secular. And I would even go as far as, if we want to be honest, some stuff that we call secular is still gospel, as long as we're still talking about the love of God. And that's what we have to understand. So just because it's not always talking about Jesus, 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 or the Holy Ghost, and we worship you, does not mean that it's not the gospel. Because the first and foremost thing is the love that we're supposed to lift up in the earth.
Oh, all right. Good answer, good answer. One that I put on the spot and didn't prep you for. So good. I like to throw some of those out. And where do you think that gospel music, you know, and as we know it, where do you think gospel music is going? What direction?
It's a very weird season for gospel music right now. I'm not really sure where it's going, but I would like to see music become what God originated, what God wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And it was not what we do now. It was not just for entertainment. That's a part of the ministry. But I don't think the music is totally uplifting God anymore. I think it's about self. I think it's about, quote-unquote, the people. We're trying to do more so, get the people to validate who we are as artists, and we've taken God out of the equation. And I would love to see music go back to where God was important, where God was the motive, where God was our motivation for our songs and our music. You know,
I like that, where God was the motivation. Wow, I like that. I like that. And you know, I think that, you know, as we see in every city across the nation, you know, there are always musicals and midnight musicals and things of that nature. And sometimes in those arenas, you can kind of feel like, wait, what direction are we going
right.
in? What way did this go? So, yeah, get back to the basics is what I hear you saying.
Simply.
Okay, great. Stephen McCoy, I am telling you, we're looking forward to having you in the city. And are you going to be there October 14th and 15th, or just one of those days?
Just on the 15th.
Okay, great. So October 15th, listeners, you can hear Stephen McCoy and Sacrifice at the Love Church. Pastor Linda Doughton Norwood, host pastor, and this is for Kingdom Time Harvest of Souls, presented by Elder Wasiola Evans and SWAT Team Ministries. Certainly check them out, 2025 Venable Street in the capital city. They also have featured Thursday night speaker Dr. Betty Lawrence from Ford Memorial Temple. Big shout out to my Philly family. And then also Friday night speaker Pastor Jonathan Patterson from Baltimore, Maryland. So big shout out to Be More and all of you there, which you represent. So you're in Baltimore yourself, right?
Yeah.
Great.
And you don't want to miss Jonathan Patterson, that guy's young pastor from out of Baltimore who's doing a great work, who has an awesome word. I mean, you don't want to miss that.
All right, there you go, listeners. You have a live testimonial there. All right, and so how can people connect with you online?
You can go to Steve McCoy Music Group at gmail.com, or you can contact Sister Raylise Allen at 443-636-7163. And that's our information for now.
Great. And big shout out to Raylise, who helped with the connection of this. Big shout out. It's always good to have good people, assistants and managers that are responsive and all that. So that's hint, hint for those aspiring artists out there. Make sure you have good people that are working with you. So as I ask my other guests, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What continues to motivate Stephen McCoy?
What motivates me is life. I am in a great season of my life where it's not the best season and it's not the mm-hmm. worst season, but life motivates me. Every day God is showing me, he's building character and integrity through me, through life. So everything is not always up and everything is not always down. It's just a great place. He's maturing me. So life is really motivating me. It's not money. It's not even the music. It's just life. And I'm seeing God pull out purpose through his character building every day in life. So that's a great place for me right now. So that's what keeps me motivated.
Oh, right. I like that. Character building. Sometimes we don't want to go through that process, do we?
No.
We want to skip around that process, but it is a process. And so glad to spotlight you in our artist spotlight. And certainly we'll have to have you back when your upcoming release comes out, Freedom Declaration. Certainly want to spotlight that. And again, listeners, check out Stephen McCoy and Sacrifice at the Kingdom Time Harvest of Souls. October 14th, he'll be there October 15th to hear him, but certainly the whole event is October 14th through the 15th. The Love Church, 2025 Venable Street, and that's the lovely Pastor Linda Doughton Norwood. Oh, I'm so glad we had a chance to talk to you, and certainly we're going to keep our eye out on you.
Yes. I want to give a shout out.
Pastor
Olive Brown. She's in Richmond, right?
Yes, that's my pastor.
Yeah, Pastor Olive Brown and Perry and all of those guys. I hope those guys are able to come out. That's my Virginia family.
Yes, Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. That's my pastor, senior pastor, and then Perry Evans, and I'm sure you're talking about
Perry Evans
in Life, and Sister Coretta, and all that whole group. So we'll definitely make sure they have the information. We're shouting them out on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and they'll see it also on Facebook. We'll be blasting it on Facebook as well. Great. Well, thank you so much, Stephen, and much more success to you.
Thank you so very much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, I'm telling you, today we had the bomb show. Certainly you want to support all of the artists, everyone that you've heard today. Keep your eye out for them. Again, we started the top of the hour out with Daryl Peavy and New Season. Check him out, Amazon.com, Facebook. We went into our second spotlight with Marvin Webb, Minister Marvin Webb. Check him out at The Time for Love, and he's on Amazon and marvinwebb.org. And then certainly we wrapped up with Stephen McCoy. And certainly connect with all of our artists and keep them on your mind. And certainly in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, we want you to come to the Kingdom Time Harvest of Souls on October 14th through the 15th. Listen, I do have one other community spotlight. Please join Hope Christian Ministries on October 20th through the 24th in celebration of the 6th pastoral anniversary of Pastor Mark E. Vereen. Yes, so many different guests that they have coming, Bishop Frankie and Dr. Kim Carmichael out of Connecticut, and Pastor Ronald Miles out of Washington, D.C. Definitely check them out there. Again, that's Hope Christian Ministry celebrating the 6th pastoral anniversary of Pastor Mark E. Vereen. Love that ministry and certainly want to support them in the events that they have going on. So I'm telling you what, that wraps up the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You want to keep it locked. Next week we have a relationship show. The topic is the right package, the wrong baggage.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.